Live from Rochester, this is Plants of Beats. Episode 7 of Plants and Beats, a podcast dedicated to peace, wellness, and lo-fi music. Mixed by Alo-Fi.
I know where I'm going.
Purifiers get the head rods, but nature's had the answer all along, house plants. While science says you need a forest to make a big dent in air quality, even a few plants can shift the vibe, filtering toxins, balancing humidity, and easing your mood. Tech startups like Dio Plants even claim to supercharge plants to clean air 30 times faster. But whether or not that pans out, here are four classics that bring fresh air and fresh energy. The snake plant, the spider plant, the peace lily, and the good old aloe vera. Want the full top 10 list? Check out PlantsAndBeasts.com, because even if they don't replace your HVAC, plants purify something just as important, your headspace. Now enjoy the music. Spiders crawling across the walls, especially in autumn when they sneak indoors to escape the rain. Forget old tricks like chestnuts. The real secret, plants with scents spiders can't stand. Lavender, peppermint, citronella, and eucalyptus don't just brighten your home. They naturally repel spiders. Their fragrance is calming for us, but for eight-legged visitors, it's a red flag. So instead of battling pests with chemicals, let nature work. Add these plants to your space and enjoy a spider-free vibe that smells as good as it looks.
Thank you.
This week's player of the week is the peppermint. When the air turns heavy and autumn drives spiders aside, sometimes the answer isn't a spray cane. It's in a pot on your windowsill. Peppermint isn't just for tea or toothpaste. Its sharp, cooling scent is a natural deterrent for pests, especially spiders. What's refreshing for us is overwhelming for them. That menthol edge clears your head, lifts your energy, and keeps eight-legged visitors out. Place a pot near doorways or windows, and you'll feel the room reset. Crisp air, clean vibes, and a little extra peace of mind. That's peppermint working double duty, brightening your space and keeping the beast steady in your home.
No more. Can I? Mindfulness, meditation, and self-care. Part of the journey was filling my living space with houseplants. Houseplants are quiet workers in a home. They don't clock in, but they definitely put the hours in. They're good for air and environment, mind and mood, style and energy. At the end of the day, houseplants turn four walls into a living space. They don't just decorate, they participate.
Thank you.
Plants and Beats is produced by Rob Bell with music by Alofar. Subscribe to stay updated and follow Rob Bell and Alofar on social media. The information is in the show description. Peace and blessings. See you next week.